The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 15, King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha, Ata Tasya Punar Vipraya, Apu Trasya Mahipate. Bahubhyam matyamanabhyam maitunam samapadyata. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya continued to speak, Atta thus, Tasya his, Puna again, Viprai by the Brahmanas, Aputasya without a son, Mahipate of the king, Bahubhyam from the arms, matyamanabhyam being churned, Mitunam, a couple, Samapatyata, took birth. Translation: The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, thus the Brahmanas and great sages again churned the two arms of King Vena's dead body. As a result, a male and female couple came out of his arms. Text 2. Tadvishtra Maitunam Jatam Rishio Brahmavadina Uchu Parama Santusta Viditva Bhagavat Kalam. Synonyms: Tat, that Drishva, seeing Maitunam, couple, Jatam, born, Rishaya, the great sages, Brahmavadine, very learned in Vedic knowledge, Uchu said, Parama, very much, Santusta, being pleased, Viditva, knowing, Bhagavat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kalam, expansion. Translation: The great sages were highly learned in Vedic knowledge. When they saw the male and female born of the arms of Vena's body, they were very pleased, for they could understand that the couple was an expansion of a plenary portion of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: The method adopted by the great sages and scholars who were learned in Vedic knowledge was complete. They removed all the reactions of King Vena's sinful activities by seeing that King Vena first gave birth to Bahuka, described in the previous chapter. After King Vena's body was thus purified, a male and female came out of it, and the great sages could understand that this was an expansion of Lord Vishnu. This expansion, of course, was not Vishnu Tattva, but a specifically empowered expansion of Lord Vishnu known as Avesha. Text 3. Rishya Uchu Esha Vishnur Bhagavata Kala Bhuvana Palini Iyam cha lakshmya sambhuti purushasyana payini. Rishya Uchu, the sages said, Esha, this male, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kala, expansion, Bhuvana Palini, who maintains the world, Iyam, this female, cha, also, Lakshmiya, of the Goddess of Fortune, Sambhuti, expansion, Purushasya, of the Lord, Anapayini, inseparable. Translation: The great sages said, The male is the plenary expansion of the power of Lord Vishnu, who maintains the entire universe, and the female is a plenary expansion of the Goddess of Fortune, who is never separated from the Lord. Purport: The significance of the Goddess of Fortune's never being separated from the Lord is clearly mentioned herein. People in the material world are very fond of the Goddess of Fortune, and they want her favor in the form of riches. They should know, however, that the Goddess of Fortune is inseparable from Lord Vishnu. Materialists should understand that the Goddess of Fortune should be worshipped along with Lord Vishnu and should not be regarded separately. Materialists seeking the favor of the Goddess of Fortune must worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi together to maintain material opulence. If a materialist follows the policy of Ravana, who wanted to separate Sita from Lord Ramchandra, the process of separation will vanquish him. Those who are very rich and have taken favor of the Goddess of Fortune in this world must engage their money in the service of the Lord. In this way, they can continue in their opulent position without disturbance. Text 4. I am tu pratamo rajanam puman pratayita yitsa. Pratur nama maharajo bravishyati prithushvara shrava. Synonyms: I am this, too, then, Pratama, the first, Rajanam, of kings, Puman, the male, Pratayita will expand, Yasha, the reputation, Prithu, Maharaj Prithu, Nam, by the name, Maharaj, the great king, Vishyati will become Prithu Shrava, of wide renown. Translation. Of the two, the male will be able to expand his reputation throughout the world. His name will be Prithu. Indeed, he will be the first among kings. Purport. There are different kinds, types of incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Shastras, it is said that Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva and Ananta are all very powerful incarnations of the Brahman feature of the Lord. Similarly, Shachipati or Indra, the king of heaven, is an incarnation of the lusty feature of the Lord. Aniruddha is an incarnation of the Lord's mind. Similarly, King Prithu is an incarnation of the ruling force of the Lord. Thus, the saintly persons and great sages predicted the future activities of King Prithu, who was already explained as a partial incarnation of a plenary expansion of the Lord. Text 5. Iyam cha sudati devi guna bhushana bhushana archir nama vararoha prithum eva vrundati. Synonyms. Iyam, this female child, cha and sudati, who has very nice teeth. Devi, the goddess of fortune, guna, by good qualities, bhushana, ornaments, bhushana, who beautifies, archi nama, by the name, vara aroha, very beautiful, pritum, unto King Prithu, eva, certainly, avarundati, being very much attached. Translation, the female has such beautiful teeth and beautiful qualities that she will naturally beautify the ornaments she wears. Her name will be Archie. In the future, she will accept King Prithu as her husband. Text 6. Esha saksha darer amso jato lokarirakshaya iyam tatpara hi sripshir anu jajne napayini. Synonyms. Esha, this male, shakshat directly, hade, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, amsa, partial representative, Jata, born, Loka, the entire world, Rirakshaya, with a desire to protect, Iyam, this female, Cha, also, Tatpara, very much attached to him, he certainly, Shri, the goddess of fortune, Anu Jajne, took birth, Anyapayini, inseparable. Translation. In the form of King Prithu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared through a part of his potency to protect the people of the world. The Goddess of Fortune is a constant companion of the Lord, and therefore she has incarnated partially as Archie to become King Prithu's queen. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that whenever one sees an extraordinary power, he should conclude that a specific partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present. There are innumerable such personalities, but not all of them are direct Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord. Many living entities are classified among the Shakti Tattvas. Such incarnations, empowered with for specific purposes, are known as Shaktivesha avatars. King Prithu was such a Shaktivesha avatar of the Lord. Similarly, Archie, King Prithu's wife, was a Shaktivesha avatar of the Goddess of Fortune. Text 7. Maitreya Uvacha. Prasam shanti shmatam vipra gandharva pravara jagu mamuchu samano dara siddha nityanti svastriya. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, the great saint Maitreya, said, Prasam santisma, praised, glorified, tam, him, Prithu, vipra, all the brahmanas, gandharva pravara, the best of the gandharvas, jagu, chanted, Mamuchu, released, Sumana, Dara, showers of flowers, Siddha, the personalities from Siddha Loka, Nityanti, were dancing, Sva, of the heavenly planets, Striya, women, the Apsaras. Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidurji, at that time all the Brahmanas highly praised and glorified King Prithu, and the best singers of Gandharva Loka chanted his glories. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka showered flowers, and the beautiful women in the heavenly planets danced in ecstasy. Text 8. Sankatorya Mridanga Gadya Nadur Dundu Bayo Devi Tatra Sarva Upajagmur Devarshi Pitrinam Jana. Synonyms: Shankha Conscious, Turiya Bugles, Mridanga Drums, Adya, and so on. Nede, Nedu, Vibrated, Dundubaya, yeah, Kettle Drums, Divi, in outer space. Tatra, there, Shava, all, Upajagmu, came, Devarishi, demigods and sages, Pritrinam, the forefathers, Gana, groups. Translation: conch shells, bugles, drums, and kettle drums vibrated in outer space. Great sages, forefathers, and personalities from the heavenly planets all came to Earth from various planetary systems. Text 9 through 10. Brahma Jagad Guru Deva Sahashritya Shureshwarai Vinyasya Dakshine Haste Drishva Chinham Gadabrita Padayor Aravindam Cha Tam Vai Mene Harer Kalam Yasir Prati Hatam Chakram Amsa Cha Parmestina. Synonyms: Brahma, Lord Brahma, Jagat Guru, the master of the universe, Devai, by the demigod Saha, accompanied Aristya, arriving, Surya Ishwarai, with the chiefs of all the heavenly planets, Vinyasya, of Maharaj Pritu, the son of Dena, Dakshine, right, Haste, on the hand, Dristya, Dristva, seeing, China, Mark, Gadabrita, of Lord Vishnu, who carries a club, Padayo, on the 2 feet, Paravandam, lotus flower, cha, also, Tam, him, Vai, certainly, Mene, he understood, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kalam, part of a plenary expansion, Yasya, whose Apratitam, invincible, chakram, disc, Amsa, partial representation, sa, he, Paramestina, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: Lord Brahma, the master of the entire universe, arrived there and accompanied by all the demigods and their chiefs. Seeing the lines of Lord Vishnu's palm on King Prithu's right hand and impressions of lotus flowers on the soles of his feet, Lord Brahma could understand that King Prithu was a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One whose palm bears the sign of a disc as well as other lines should be considered a partial representation or incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Purport: there is a system by which one can detect an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nowadays, it has become a cheap fashion to accept any rascal as an incarnation of God, but from this incident we can see that Lord Brahma personally examined the hands and feet of King Prithu for specific signs. In their prophecies, the learned sages and brahmanas accepted Maharaj Prithu as a plenary partial expansion of the Lord. During the presence of Lord Krishna, however, a king declared himself Vasudeva, and Lord Krishna killed him. Before accepting someone as an incarnation of God, one should verify his identity according to the symptoms mentioned in the Shastras. Without these symptoms, the pretender is subject to be killed by the authorities for pretending to be an incarnation of God. Text 11. Tasya Bhiksheka Arabdo Brahmanair Brahmavadibi Abhishekani Chani Kani Tasmai Ajaru Sarvatojana. Synonyms: Tasya, his Abhisheka, coronation, Arabda, was arranged, Brahmanai, by the learned Brahmanas, Brahmavadibi, attached to the Vedic rituals, Abhishechani Kani, various paraphernalia for performing the ceremony, Asmai, unto him, Ajura, collected Asarvata from all directions, Jana, people. Translation: the learned Brahmanas, who were very attached to Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, then arranged for the king's coronation. People from all directions collected all the different paraphernalia for the ceremony. Thus, everything was complete. Text 12. Saritsabudargirayo Nagagava Gagagagagamiga Dokshiti Sarvabhutani Samajajur Upayanam. Synonyms: Sharit, the rivers, Samudra, the seas, Giraya, the mountains, Naga, the serpents, Gava, the cows, Kaga, the birds, Mriga, the animals, Dao, the sky, Shiti, the earth, Sarvabhutani, all living entities, Samajaru, collected, Upayamana, very different kinds of presentations. Translation, all the rivers, seas, hills, mountains, serpents, cows, birds, animals, heavenly planets, and earthly planet, all other living and all other living entities collected various presentations according to their ability to offer to the king. Text 13. Shobhishikto Maharaja Shurvasa Sadvalankrita Patyanchisa Lankritaya Virije Gnir Ivapara. Synonyms, Sa, the king, Abhishek Chikta, being coronated, Maharaja, Maharaj Prithu, Suvasa, exquisitely dressed, Sadhu Alankrita, highly decorated with ornaments, Patnya, along with his wife, Archisa, named Archie, Alankritaya, nicely ornamented, Vidrije, appeared, Agni, fire, Eva, like, Apara, another. Translation, thus the great King Pitu, exquisitely dressed with garments and ornaments, was coronated and placed on the throne. The king and his wife Archie, who was also exquisitely ornamented, appeared exactly like fire. Text 14. Tasmai Jahara Danando Haiman Vira Varasmasanam Viruna Salila Shravam Atapatram Shashi Prabham. Synonyms, Tasmai, unto him, Jahara presented Danada, the treasure of the demigods Kuvera, Haima, made of gold, Vira Ovidura, Varasana, a royal throne, Varuna, the demigod Varuna, Salila Shravam, dark dropping particles of water, Atapatram, umbrella, Shashi Prabham, as brilliant as the moon. Translation. The great sage continued, my dear Vidura, Kuvera presented to the great king Prithu with a golden throne. The demigod Varuna presented him with an umbrella that constantly sprayed fine particles of water and was as brilliant as the moon. Text 15. Vayuscha vala vyajane dharma krite mayam srijam Indra kiritam ukskritstam dandam samyamanam yama. Synonyms. Vayu, the demigod of air, cha also, vala vyajane, two charmers made of hair, dharma, the king of religion, kirti mayim, expanding one's name and fame, shrajam, garland, indra, the king of heaven, kirti kiritam, helmet, utkristam, very valuable, dandam, scepter, samyamanam, for ruling the world, siyama, the superintendent of death. Translation. The demigod of air, Vayu, presented King Prithu with two whisks, chamras of hair. The king of religion, Dharma, presented him with a flower garland, which would expand his fame. The king of heaven, Indra, presented him with a valuable helmet. And the superintendent of death, Yamaraj, presented him with a scepter with which to rule the world. Text 16. Brahma Brahmanmayam Varma Brarati Aram Uttamam Hare Sudarshanam Chakram Tatpatni Avyahatam Shriram Shriyam. Synonyms. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Brahma Maya, made of spiritual knowledge, Varma, armor, Bharati, the goddess of learning, Haram, necklace, Uttamam, transcendental, Hari, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sudarshanam Chakram, Sudarshan, disc, Tat Patni, his wife, Lakshmi, Avyahatam, imperishable, Sriyam, beauty and opulence. Translation, Lord Brahma presented King Prithu with a protective garment made of spiritual knowledge. Bharati Saraswati, the wife of Brahma, gave him a transcendental necklace. Lord Vishnu presented him with a Sudarshan disc, and Lord Vishnu's wife, the goddess of fortune, gave him imperishable opulences. Purport. All the demigods presented various gifts to King Prithu. Hari, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Upendra in the heavenly planet, presented the king with a Sudarshan disc. It should be understood that this Sudarshan disc is not exactly the same type of Sudarshan disc used by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. Since Maharaj Prithu was a partial representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's power, the Sudarshan disc given to him represented the partial power of the original Sudarshan disc. Text 17. Dasa Chandram is Asim Rudra Satta Chandram Tatabika Samo Mritayamiyam Ashvams Tvastarupashrayam Ratam. Synonyms. Dasa Chandram, decorated with 10 moons, Asim sword, Rudra, Lord Shiva, Sata Chandram, decorated with 100 moons, Tata in that manner, Ambika, the goddess Durga, Soma, the moon demigod, Amritamayan, made of nectar, Ashvan, horses, Tvasta, the demigod Vishvakarma, Rupam Ashrayam, very beautiful, Ratam, a chariot. Translation, Lord Shiva presented him with a sword within a shield marked with 10 moons, and his wife, the goddess Durga, presented him with a shield marked with 100 moons. The moon demigod presented him with horses made of nectar, and the demigod Vishvakarma presented him with a very beautiful chariot. Text 18, Agnir Ajagavam Chapam Suryo Rasmini Mayam Usun Bu Paduke Yogamayao Do Pushpavalim Av Anvaham. Synonyms. Agni, the demigod of fire, Ajagavam, made of the horns of goats and cows, Chapam, a bow, Surya, the sun god, Rasmi Mayan, brilliant as sunshine, Isun, arrows, Bu, Bhumi, the predominating goddess of the earth, Paduke, two slippers, Yogamayo, full of mystic power, Dio, the demigods in outer space, Pushpa, of flowers, Avilim, presentation, Anuaham, day after day. Translation. The demigod of fire, Agni, presented him with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. The sun god presented with him with arrows as brilliant as sunshine. The predominating deity of Burloka presented him with slippers full of mystic power. The demigods from outer space brought him presentations of flowers, again and again. Purport. This verse describes that the king's slippers were invested with mystic powers. Paduke Yogamayo. As soon as the king placed his feet in the slippers, they would immediately carry him to wherever he desired. Mystic yogis can transfer themselves from one place to another whenever they desire. Similar power is invested in the slippers of King Prithu. Text 19. Natyam sugitam vaditram antardanam cha kechara rasyas chasisa shaktya samudra shankyam atmajam. Synonyms. Natyam, the art of drama. Sugitam, the art of singing sweet songs. Vaditram, the art of playing musical instruments. Antardanam, the art of disappearing. Cha also. Kechara, demigods traveling in outer space. Rishaya, the great sages, cha also, ashisha, blessings, satya, infallible, samudra, the demigod of the ocean, shankam, conch shell, atmajam, produced from himself. Translation. The demigods, who always travel in outer space, gave King Prithu the arts to perform dramas, sing songs, play musical instruments, and disappear at his will. The great sages also offered him infallible blessings. The ocean offered him a conch shell produced from the ocean. Text 20. Sindha va parvata nadyo rata vitir mahatmana suto ta magado vandi tam stotum upatastire. Synonyms. Sindhava, the seas, pravata, the mountains, nadya, the rivers, rata vitti, the pass for the chariot to pass, Mahatmana, of the great soul, Sutta, the professional who offers praises, Atta then, Magadha, a professional bard, Vandi, a professional who offers prayers, Tam, him, Stotam, to praise, Upatastire, presented themselves. Translation. The seas, mountains, and rivers gave him room to drive his chariot without impediments, and as Sutta, Amagada, and Vandi offered prayers and praises, they all presented him themselves before him to perform their respective duties. Text 21. Stavakam stan abdi pretya pritur vanya pratapavan megha nira daya vacha prahasan idam abravit. Synonyms. Stavakan, engage in offering prayers. Tan, those persons. Abdi pretya, seeing, understanding. Pritu, King Pritu. Vanya, son of Vena, Pratapavan, greatly powerful, Megha Nidradaya, as grave as the thundering of clouds, Vacha, with a voice, Prahas, son, smiling, Idam, this, Abravit, he spoke. Translation, thus, when the greatly powerful King Pritu, the son of Vena, saw the professionals before him to congratulate them, he smiled, and with the gravity of vibrating sounds, of the vibrating sounds of clouds, he spoke as follows. Text 22. Pritu Vacha, Bo Sutta me Magada Soma Vendil, Loke Dunaspasta Gunasya me Syat, Kim Ashrayo me Stava Esha Yojiatam, Mamayi Ubuvan Vistavagirova. Synonyms. Pritu Vacha, King Pritu said, Bo Sutta, O Sutta, Hey Magada, O Magada, Somya, gentle Vandin, O devotee offering prayers, Loke, in this world, Adhuna, just now, Aspasta, not distinct, Gunasya, whose qualities may of me, Syat, there may be, Kim, why, Ashraya, shelter, may of me, Stava, praise, Esha, this, Yojatam, may be applied, Ma, never, Mayi, unto me, Abuvan, were, Vitrata, in vain, Gira, words, va, yours. Translation. King Pritu said, O gentle Sutta, Magadha, and other devotees offering prayers, this, the qualities of which you have spoken are not distinct in me. Then why should you praise me for all these qualities when I do not shelter these features? I do not wish for these words meant for me to go in vain, but it is better that they be offered to someone else. Purport. The prayers and praises by the Sutta, Magadha, and Vandi were all explained the godly qualities of Maharaj Pritu, for he was a Shaktivesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the qualities were not yet manifest, however, the King Pritu very humbly asked why the devotees should praise him with such exalted words. He did not want anyone to offer him prayers to glorify him unless he possessed the real qualities of which they spoke. The offering of prayers was certainly appropriate, for he was an incarnation of Godhead, but he warned that one should not be accepted as an incarnation of the Personality of Godhead without having the godly qualities. At the present moment, there are many so-called incarnations of the Personality of Godhead, but these are merely fools and rascals whom people accept as incarnations of God, although they have no godly qualities. King Pritu desired that his real characteristics in the future might justify such words of praise. Although there was no fault in the prayers offered, Pritu Maharaj indicated that such prayers should not be offered to an unfit person who pretends to be an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 23. Tasmat parokshes smad upashrutani lalam karishyata shrotam apichya vacha sati uttama shloke gunan nuvande jugupsitam na stavayanti sabya. Synonyms. Tasmat, therefore, parokshe, in some future time, asmat, my, upashrutani, about the qualities spoken of, alam, sufficiently, karasyata, you will be able to offer stotram, prayers, apichyagvacha, O gentle reciters, sati being the proper engagement, uttama shloka of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, guna of the qualities, anuvade, discussion, jugupsitam, to an abominable person, nah, never. Stavayanti, offer prayers, sabya, persons who are gentle. Translation. O gentle reciters, offer such prayers in due course of time when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle who offers prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. Purport. Great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead know perfectly well who God is and who is not. Non-devotee impersonalists, however, who have no idea who what God is, or who never offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always interested in accepting a human being as God and offering such prayers to him. This is the difference between a devotee and a demon. Demons manufacture their own gods, or a demon himself claims to be God, following in the footsteps of Ravana and Hiranyakashipu. Although Prithu Maharaj was factually an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he rejected those praises because the qualities of the Supreme Person were not yet manifest in him. He wanted to stress that one who does not actually possess these qualities should not try to engage his followers and devotees in offering him glory for them, even though these qualities might be manifest in the future. If a man who does not factually possess the attributes of a great personality engages his followers in praising him with the expectation that such attributes will develop in the future, that sort of praise is actually an insult. Text 24. Mahadgunan atmani kartum isha ka stavakai stavayate satipi satopi te shyab Bhavishyan iti vipralambo jana vahasam kumatir nalveda. Synonyms: Mahat, exalted gunan, the qualities atmani, in himself, kartum, to manifest, isha, competent, ka, who, stavakai, by followers, stavayate, causes to be praised, asata, not existing, api, although, te, they, asya, of him, abhavishyam, might have been, iti, thus, vipralamda, cheated, jana, of people, avahasam, insult, kumati, a fool, not, does not, veda, no. Translation: how could an intelligent man competent enough to possess such exalted qualities allow his followers to praise him if he did not actually have them? Praising a man by saying that he, if he were educated, he might have become a great scholar or a great personality, is nothing but a process of cheating. A foolish person who agrees to accept such praise does not know that such words simply insult him. Purport. Prithu Maharaj was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Lord Brahma and other demigods had already testified when they had presented the king with many heavenly gifts. Because he had just been coronated, however, he did not manifest his godly qualities in action. Therefore, he is not willing to accept the praise of the devotees. So-called incarnations of Godhead should therefore take lessons from the behavior of King Prithu. Demons without godly qualities should not accept false praise from their followers. Text 25. Prabhavo hi atmana stotram jugupsanti api vishtuta hrimanta paramodara proramrusam Vigarjitam. Synonyms: Prabhava, very powerful persons, he certainly, Atmana of themselves, Stotram, praise, Jugupsyanti, do not like, Api, although Vishuta, very famous, Srimanta, modest, Prama Udara, very magnanimous persons, Parosham, powerful actions, Va, also, Vigarjitam, abominable. Translation: as a person with a sense of humor and magnanimity does not like to hear about his abominable action, a person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear himself praised. Text 26. Vayam tvadita loke stutadyapi varim mabi karmibi katamatmanam gopayishyama balavat. Synonyms: yet vayam, we, to then, avidita, not famous, loke, in the world, sutta adya, O persons headed by the sutta, api, just now, varimba, be, great, praiseworthy, karma, be, by actions, katam, how, atmanam, unto myself, gope ishyama, shall I engage in you in offering, balavat, like children. Translation: King Prithu continued, my dear devotees headed by the sutta, just now, I am not very famous for my personal activities because I have not done anything praiseworthy you could glorify. Therefore, how could I engage you in praising my activities exactly like children? Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, King Prithu's Appearance and Coronation, end quote.